Hello guys, it's Brittany here and welcome to the Brand Burrow, where we sit with the experts of Fox and Forth and we talk about everything brand, marketing, social media, strategy, and more. I'm here with Dana, the resident social media coordinator here, and today we are talking about social media. Dana, what's up? Welcome.
Hey, hey. Yeah, we're getting social today. We're going to talk about where you should start on social media, when you should be listening to social media, and how to avoid overwhelm. So we got some juicy tea to spill for you today, so I'll hand it over to you, Brittany, to kick it off.
Yeah, man, I feel like social media is such a hot topic. People either think they know a lot about social media or they don't know where to start. So I'm glad that this is our first topic today.
I'd have to agree. Like, it's a pretty interesting jungle navigating the social world. So, and a lot of people don't really know where to start with it. So I think this is going to be helpful. At least I hope it's going to be helpful for a lot of people. So, I mean, what would you say, Brittany? Where would you start on social media talking to somebody who's a business owner and has no idea where to start?
You know what? I think, like, my number one point or tip for you guys is, like, start where your customers are. If you are a business that deals predominantly with B2B, you're probably going to sit on maybe a LinkedIn or a Twitter. But I think, like, also thinking about the platform that resonates with you is so important too, because, you know, there's platforms that I find extremely boring and there's platforms that I spend most of my days on, which is like TikTok, of course.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, it also depends, like, I like how you put that, like, find where your niche is and really carve your spot there. You know, if you are somebody who markets things like candles or jewelry or clothing and stuff like that, LinkedIn might not be your place. Mm-hmm. But Instagram or TikTok probably would be.
Yeah, or Pinterest,
totally. Yeah, Pinterest is great. I often forget about that one because it just, like, that one kind of went under the rug for me. So
yeah.
I'm not a pinner, but but even still, you know, if you have an idea of what your target market is, it makes it a little bit easier to figure out what platform you should be on.
Yeah, and I think, like, if you're picking the platform that resonates most with you, you're more motivated to create content for that platform because you understand it more, right? Like, you know, making TikTok videos comes really easily to me because I understand TikTok, but does it come easily to some other people I know? Definitely not.
I am one of those people. Like, I can sit there forever and just try to line up audio with my TikTok video and end up wanting to throw my phone across the room because it's just not doing what I want it to do. However, if you need something that looks good on Instagram, I can whip that up, no problemo. So I totally get what you're saying with that.
It has to be something that resonates. So Dana, when do you think you should listen to social media?
Well, I definitely think that you should be listening to social media all the time because this is going to tell you what you need to be creating and what your followers actually want to be seeing, which is super critical, especially when you are a business or, you know, some sort of a creator and you need to really, you know, get yourself in front of people that want your business or mm-hmm. people that you want to interact with your business. So,
yeah.
if there's like a shift in where your followers are coming from, if you're gaining a lot of followers, if you're losing a lot of followers, that's a very key point in time when you should be listening to social media.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, I was just going to say, like, I do think your analytics are important and, you know, a lot of people get intimidated when they are looking at those stats or how do they decipher them. But really, like, you're just watching the upticks, right? Like, if you make a video and you know, that piece of content does better because it was informative or funny or whatever the case may be, that's what your audience wants to see. And that's how you kind of judge what your next piece of content is going to be.
For sure. And I mean, it comes along and goes hand in hand with, you know, tracking brand mentions. What are people saying about your brand? You know, if you own a food truck and you just put out this wicked burger, what are people saying about the burger? What are the reviews on the burger? You know, are people taking pictures of it? Are people sharing it? Like, this is all critical, critical information that you can apply to your social media strategy and your business strategy to a certain degree to give you an idea of where you need to go to keep climbing the success ladder.
Yeah, and I think, like, we've seen a lot of businesses do just that, right? Like, they've used social media and, you know, what their food even maybe looks like mm-hmm. as a marketing strategy. Like, look at how popular the black ice cream was.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. It was like charcoal or something like that. And I remember seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And people were questioning it, and but people were flocking to get their photo with this black ice cream. So, I mean, there are definitely strategies that you can use online to, you know, pump up that engagement and following.
Totally, totally. Man, I forgot about black ice cream until you just brought it up.
We have to find a place that does it.
Totally.
Sure.
There used to be actually a place on White Ave that had black ice cream, but I mean, if you're listening to this, anybody with Made by Marcus, do black ice cream.
Do black ice cream.
We will help you market it.
Yeah, we're ice cream fans up right here for sure. So, I mean, like, now we've talked, you know, analytics, we've talked strategy, we've talked images, we've talked knowing your platform. How do we avoid overwhelm?
Honestly, I think a really good way to avoid overwhelm, if you are somebody who is managing your social media on your own, take the time, you know, put the phone down for an evening, mm-hmm. don't think about it. And, you know, tackle it with a fresh mind, with fresh eyes. And if you can't do that, maybe it's time to hand it off to people who can.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think, like, for us, like, we look at social media almost all day, every day. Sometimes we do need that space to be creative. You know, like, we can see tons of things online, but you kind of need to shut off for your brain to be like, oh, this is a great idea for me or my brand or my clients, and just take a step back and be creative. It's a lot of pressure knowing that, you know, you have to show up online and you might have to show up a certain way, or you feel like you might have to show up a certain way. But I'm with Dana. Taking the break is so, so important.
Totally. And I find that, like, I know for me personally with my social media accounts, if I take a break from being on it, I give myself the time to, you know, take a breath, you know, completely go offline, avoid even looking at my phone for however long I might feel like I need. But then when I come back, my ideas are on point, they're hitting harder, and the response is generally more positive. So, you know, I don't know if that's just a coincidence or if it's the fact that I'm taking the time to just be a person that doesn't have a cell phone in my hand constantly or a computer at my fingertips constantly. And it helps, you know, it helps for your mental health as well, which goes kind of hand in hand with the progress and the progression of your content. So I think it really helps. And people typically will understand, you know, like, we're only human at the end of the day, we're not robots. So taking the time to take time for yourself is ultimately important in this case, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, that is definitely one way to avoid overwhelm. And I think, like, another way to avoid overwhelm is, like, just tracking, like, one or two different metrics. Don't get, like, overly concerned about what every metric is. Like, if you're looking at growth, like, growth is a good one, right? Like, you can tell if you're growing. You can tell what content helps you grow. it's easier to track that way. So I would start with growth, and I think like that'll help you avoid overwhelm too, is not looking at every single metric every time.
Totally, yeah. It's almost like don't nitpick it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can see the forest through the trees, you're on the right path.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and I mean, social media is meant for you to be social. If you feel like your social battery has, you know, ran out, then it's time to take a break.
For sure, 100%. I know I reach that frequently. And I know even like over the pandemic when we were still locked down and stuff like that, I was starving to have social interactions with people, but doing it on my phone just got exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of other people can relate to that too. But, you know, it's a thing. Like I said, we're all human. We're not robots. So don't feel the guilt in taking time for yourself. Everybody gets overwhelmed, and it's okay. Take the time and just come back harder than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. And worry about you. I know that, like, for me especially, I see a lot of entrepreneurs and other businesses online, and then I start to compare myself, and that's like probably the worst thing that you can do as an entrepreneur. So I think knowing that you are who you are and you're not, you know, a cookie cutter image of someone else, like you are who you are. So don't compare yourself to like someone's perfect, right? Like no one's going to post their worst events online. They're going to post their best. So you just have to remember that everyone's going through struggles too.
Totally. Even if they don't show it online, it's a real thing. There's real human beings behind every single post that you see online. And it's, you know, something to keep in mind.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for the therapy session, Dana.
Oh, yeah, I got you. No worry.
No, guys, okay, well, that was our short little
first podcast.
Yeah, first podcast. I didn't know how to end that. First podcast. Hopefully these tips kind of help you out on your journey through social media, and we will be back with many, many more marketing tips, tricks, and pointers, and a little bit of brand therapy as we go along. So thanks for joining us today here at the Brand Burrow, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Later.
Bye, guys.